Well, hello everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle on July 23rd in most of the world still. And yeah, very excited to be with you today on this Abundance Alliance call. And I appreciate you bearing with me this month as we moved the call from last week to this week. So as probably many of you are experiencing this month, there's been a lot of transformative energy, especially with the 4 and 8 code that's been activated all month long. It's been pretty extraordinary. And, of course, yesterday we had a big full moon event. And, well, lo and behold, the royal baby was born. So I fancy that. But anyway, there's just been so much going on. So, you know, for all of us, the integration of our plans is really what's been on the front burner this month. And it's been a little bit interesting because we've had Mercury retrograde at the same time. So this integration has really prompted us to look back and figure out what is it we need to really look at and let go from the past in order to be there now. And this is still going to happen for the next 8 days. We're still in July. So pay attention to those things that are bringing you aggravation or, you know, just regurgitating material from the past that really has no place in being in your life at this point, so that you can actually, you know, undergo the changes that are being asked of all of us this month. And those changes this month in particular involve being able to plan your future, being able to organize and look forward and be really clear about what you want and clear about what needs to be removed from your life. Talking specifically about the number 4, which is activated in the 13-4 universal month, but also the 2-4-8 triad has been active all month long, especially the number 8 and the number 4. So, you know, and 4 really is about being practical and being diligent and being patient. And in terms of family situations, it's about honesty and loyalty and, you know, the love of your home, the love of your family, and extending yourself even physically towards cleaning up the home environment, getting it feng shuied basically on every level, and just being able for other people to be able to count on you to be reliable and straightforward in your answers and in your requests. So this whole month has been showing us to not beat around the bush and not to be vague, but really to be clear. So, you know, for all of us, obviously, this is important, and it basically will you know, be reinforced throughout every part of your life. Those areas that are of particular emphasis for you are the ones that were activated by the new and full moon, which was covered in my video. So knowing where those took place will help you in integrating, you know, where what part of your chart is affected. So, but in general, just know that you want to focus on being very, you know, clear and honest and disciplined about everything right now. And then in terms of the number 8, this whole month is also about empowering yourself. You know, really, 8 is also about being goal-oriented, but in a more all-encompassing way. So there's a whole energy with this number that will be even more activated, and it will carry on during the 8th month of the year, which we will enter in 8 days, which is, of course, August. So it really asks you to be in charge, and you will find that many Leos who are now in Leo, many Leos want to be in charge. They see the whole picture. They have the vision. They work well with people, and they find unique solutions to any challenges. And they have a confidence and an energy that is really wonderful. They like being center stage. So this number 8 does cover Leo in a wonderful way, because most of Leo does take place in August. Of course, some of you, in fact, we have one person today is a Leo. Happy birthday, Lieselotte. We will talk in a minute. Your birthday is today, and you are a Leo. So these are qualities you carry around with you as well. So, and also, of course, the royal baby yesterday was born at, I believe, I haven't looked at the chart yet, but it would have been in the 0-0 degree Leo range, that, you know, we have the new royal, for those of you who are in the former British colonies. And so, you know, it's that whole birth, by the way, is fascinating because it totally triggered the 4 and 8 code within the actual day of birth. And even the baby was born at 4:24 p.m., which has 2 fours in it. So that's very interesting in terms of what this child will possibly bring, you know, to the throne, if the throne still is around, when, you know, at that point, this would be, you know, obviously many decades from now. But just the numbers show there's a lot of lasting effect that this child will have. So going now to, we have, I know, one request for a full reading, which I will get to. And then at the end of the call, I'm just going to just let you know about what's happening next month for August, just so you can keep a heads up and stay clear during that month as well. So, but right now we are on July 23rd, and we have an actual birthday girl with us, and I want to give her a reading. So, Lieselotte, if you could get in the queue by pressing *6. I know you're on Skype, so I'm not sure because you're calling from Europe, but if you could figure that out. Yes, good. I just saw you. Okay, so I'm going to put you on. Let me just unmute you. Let's see. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's still the 23rd, right? Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, I couldn't resist. As this happened today, and it just happened to be my birthday, everybody's asking, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because we have evening here, and they are in this big dinner. But, you know, I just decided, well, this is for me, so I take this opportunity. And I couldn't think of a better day than today, actually.
Of course. You know, of course, your birthday is always the best day. Well, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you know, it's wonderful when you can celebrate that. So, now, I have a lot in front of me. I did, you know, did the preparation before the call, and I was very excited when I noticed that you are entering an 18 year today on your day, on your birthday, which is a 9, which is all about compassion. But guess what? Today's universal date also adds up to 18/9. So I thought, well, that's really interesting that the actual flavor of today in general, that what you experience today in your life will actually really showcase the flavors of your year. So I don't know how your day has gone, but it would have been somewhat emotional. You know, you would have felt a sense of release and relief in many ways. And
oh, yes.
Have you? Yeah. Totally.
It's just I couldn't really recognize what myself at one point today. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, really? That's how strong it was. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I mentioned feng shuiing earlier in this call, but for you, literally, your whole life is going to undergo a real cleansing this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so today would have been sort of a forecast of that. And it'll be your feelings will really be up on the front burner. And what I love about that for you is that you actually don't have these 3, 6, 9 numbers in your numerology code, but you do have in your ascendant on your astrology chart a 27 ascendant, which is a 9. So that means for you personally, since the ascendant is about you and how you feel about you know, yourself, basically, it represents everything to do with, you know, your self-image and how you project yourself to the world, and the impression that you make, how you begin things, your relationship to your environment, so that would be your home and business environment, your whole outlook on life, and your physical appearance, how you feel about yourself, so your wardrobe, everything, all that will undergo a shift coming up this year. And it'll undergo a shift in a very beautiful way, because the number 27 and the number 18 reduced to 9. And that is the number of the humanitarian. It's the ultimate, it's called the king of numbers, because it represents the person with the wise head at the top. It literally looks like a big head, and that's wisdom. And so your compassion will be really heightened this year, and your dedication to service will be heightened this year as well. Basically, you hold the wisdom of the ages in yourself this year, so you can tap into that. It's really wonderful. Yeah, yeah. And so, and the number 27, which is your ascendant, has a beautiful meaning as well, because if you've faced any kind of challenges lately, which I'm sure most of us have, this number being triggered by your 18-9 year, this ascendant number, guarantees that you will overcome these this year, and really you'll just feel some real rewarding experiences. So what you need to do, though, in order for that to happen, is really apply your imagination, really use your feeling, your intuition, and break out of whatever patterns that have kept you from carrying out original ideas and goals, and just go on the adventure. Don't be intimidated by anyone, and just, you know, take your creativity to wherever it goes and wants to go. And so then this year really will help you do that and bring rewards on that way. The number 9 is also a wealth number, so that will be triggered for you as well. So, which is obviously good, and so that's a general explanation of your 18-9 year. Just know that the 18 will want you to rest a little more. So, I don't know if that's something you you need to do or not, but your physical body really needs attention. So that means any exercise, any nutrition, more sleep if you need it. Because what's happening at night for you is you literally are incubating ideas during the night, new plans for your life. They're all germinating in your dreams and and when you wake up and go to sleep, that magical moment that happens. So you'll want to pay attention to those, and if you need more rest, to take the rest, because your body is actually needing to get replenished before your next 9-year cycle starts next year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and one thing I want to mention right off the bat, because I know you're a very successful entrepreneur, is if you have any big projects you want to start this cycle, you may want to postpone them till next year. I don't know if you're planning anything really brand new.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, it depends on the month. Let me look at that. Let's look at that right now, because I don't want to leave that out for you. This is very important, because what do you have a timeline for this launch?
Yeah, I had planned it for this year or last year, then, as that was a 17-8 year. And then I had a really, really terrible springtime. I think I wrote that to you as well, because it happened so much, and this 11 transition and everything that happened around that. Yes. And that was just one thing. So I was so delayed and really worn out, basically. So I couldn't force myself. I've been forcing myself so much, but I couldn't force myself to really launch during springtime or during the 8 year. And then I thought, but this is really, really important, and I have to, well, I really want to, so it's not a have to in that way, really birth this. I could do it, of course, next year in a big way, but I would like to, you know, do it in at least a smaller way, and I was thinking of October. For this,
okay.
This year.
Well, the 2 months I was going to suggest were October and January.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you mentioned October. That is actually a 1 month for you.
Yeah.
So that would be new beginning. So those are the only 2 months I would say, look, if you want to launch anything during a 9 year, do it in October or do it in January. So you could do if you're thinking of a smaller version in October and then the big version in January, you could do that. Or you could do the big version after your birthday, so in July, starting July next year. You know, you'll be really, really restarting, pushing the restart button. So
that makes sense, though, because that's a whole new direction where I'm launching my own method in a really big way to in a very different direction, different way, and different everything. So maybe that would be better than to do the full launch like next year.
So you're saying obviously the full launch next year, but what will you still do something in October and
I would
January?
Love to, because it's like I should, but that doesn't mean that it's like online really big launch, but it's more that I go out and it's more like physical,
mm-hmm.
like local,
mm-hmm.
I would say,
right.
not internet work, but more local work. And
right.
that I would like to start doing in October, basically.
And you know what? That I like very much, because it almost feels to me like the preparation for your big launch next year.
Mm.
And, you know, 9 is all about releasing, ending, culminating, but also preparing. It's a germinating time as
mm-hmm.
well. So that would work for you, I think. And just so you know, your year coming up next year taps into much of your numerology code. So you're really going to be very active. So if you're feeling a little bit, even in this 8 year that you just had, but also in this 9 year, if you feel like things are moving slowly, they're meant to be moving a little bit more slowly for you right now. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, because I was really frustrated that I didn't do a lot
mm-hmm.
about my 8 year, you know. And then
yeah.
I realized when we had... I realized that I had like 4 or 5 planets in the 12th house
mm-hmm.
house this year. So or during
which
this
is
period.
Endings. It's ending.
Yeah.
That's the 12th house. It's the last house. So yes, you're very right. Now that's changed. You know that's no longer the case
okay.
now.
Okay, good.
Which is good. And I was going to get into that
mm-hmm.
with you. So yeah, there actually is a nice feeling for you of. A joyous new beginning in many ways because Jupiter recently crossed your ascendant, the one that I'm talking about, 27-9. So that would be a new 12-year cycle for Jupiter, and it's a very important marking point in anybody's life. Every 12 years, Jupiter crosses your ascendant, and that's a big shift. So for you, you would have felt that, you know, in the last month or so, that things are expanding again. One thing,
fair
I don't
enough.
Know, I just have to ask you, because I tend to, when I eat carbs, I gain weight, and I eat carbs when I'm not, you know, when I'm going through a challenge. So I just want to warn you, when Jupiter crosses your ascendant, because that also rules how you look, you can sometimes gain weight, because
mm-hmm.
Jupiter is the planet of expansion, so
mm-hmm.
expanding anything. So I just want to
yeah.
throw that out there. So if you've had a little bit of weight gain, don't worry about it. It's going to dissipate very soon. So, I mean, I don't know if you had or not.
I'd love it to disappear. But I also feel, I feel my whole, it's really interesting, because my whole mental I had a huge mental shift
mm-hmm.
and just for the past month, really.
Yes.
And
yes.
And more forced into be really neat about dieting. I wouldn't say dieting, but eating and
yes, nutrition.
And longing for nutrition and longing for exercise and longing for more things and yeah. So
well, that makes total sense. It actually is also coupled with your 9 year, which I just mentioned. The 18 governs your body, you're taking care of your body and your physical health. But also the fact that Jupiter at the same time, which always happens in astrology, numerology, there's a similar storyline going on. So Jupiter, again, like I said, crossed your first house, which again would cover all those issues we just looked at before with the first house. So, and Jupiter gives you a beautiful, joyous approach. You know, so
nice.
The other approach with Jupiter is you may expand on many levels, not just nutritionally, but your interest in health in general, concerning mentally, physically, spiritually expands right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. So meaning taking care of you as opposed to everybody else, which is what you did before. You know, you
totally.
Need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So
and,
No, I just, it's really interesting to follow all your teaching and then comparing to what happens in life, because I can really follow along what has happened with during the whole spring and liberation and the whole transformation and then going into this 11 period just getting everything is falling into place so beautifully in April, like, I didn't believe it would happen, but it actually happens. So
mm-hmm.
it's just really, really beautiful.
Oh, good. Well, that's exactly what I'm seeing as well for you. I'm really happy to hear that. That's wonderful. I want to point out something too to you is that your Venus, your natal Venus, is in the third house in the fifth house of creativity and children.
Mm-hmm.
You have many planets in your fifth house, and I believe you do have several kids.
I have four kids.
You,
yes.
You should, because there's so many planets in your fifth house. That indicates a lot of children. But in any case, your Venus is there, beautiful Venus. You must have some wonderful girls. It's
two
at 27.
Girls, yes.
Yes, they must be, because
baby
your
girl.
Venus. Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, your Mars is. You have boys too, because Mars is in the house too. So I have to say,
two boys.
You have two boys. Mars is at 20 degrees. That is a two. So there you go. But Venus, I just want to mention in particular for you. Not only will your daughters be, you'll have a wonderful connection with them this year, but also Venus is at 27 degrees in your natal house. And that triggers your 18-9, because 27 is a 9. So you, in this house of creativity and short-term travel and romantic relationships, short-term romantic relationships and children, but especially creativity, that's really, really going to be a very wonderful activation for you in a beautiful way. So, again, that subject of your creative nature is really coming up for you right now. So I want you to really explore that. And you know, I mean, five does rule media. It does rule communication as well. So the fifth house it has that ability to connect with many people, you know, on that level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are writing anything or publishing anything, whether it is ebook, book, blog, whatever it may be, that is favored during this Venusian time, because Venus is about those kinds of connections, especially with females.
And how long is that? How long is this?
That's
this?
All year, because Venus is 27
year.
Degrees,
oh.
And you are in an 18-9 year, and they both rule the number 9. So this whole year, that is activated, just like your ascendant is activated by your
mm-hmm.
personal year right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to point that out.
It's interesting that I just started to look at painting courses in the south of France.
Oh, yes, very interesting.
How can I really stimulate my creativity? That's what happened yesterday. He's like, I need to stimulate my creativity somehow. I need to go and paint.
Yay.
You know?
I want you to do that. And by the way, that does rule the short-term travel. You are in Europe. That's all fifth house stuff. So you might even take your kids if you want, whatever. It's definitely, you want to tap into your childlike nature.
Mm-hmm.
And really explore that. And it's a wonderful thing to do anyway during a 9 year, because a 9 year is about wrapping things up and releasing what's no longer useful. So when you
mm-hmm.
have this childlike ability to feel the joy and the fun in doing that, it just lightens up the energy for you. So it's a nice juxtaposition that not everybody benefits from. You happen to have these numbers activated in a beautiful way in your chart as well. So I think the balance, because some people in a 9 year, they really do feel the responsibility of literally letting go of friendships and relationships and even homes or, projects, ideas, beliefs that no longer serve them. And all that is true. It's just you have this other wonderful thread that supports a joyful beginning and creativity, and which will lighten things up, you know, during this year as well.
It's really interesting because, I actually have my fourth child moving out now in August, September. So for me, this is like the first time in 34 years that I would live without kids at home. So it's like huge.
That's big.
So that's a huge, really transition for me. And I just feel so liberated.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I mean, I only have one child, and I understand what you're saying. So
I have a big spread between my four, but it's really, so it's, everything is coming together, and I feel like a new pulse is coming.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit, okay, so this is a 9 year, and I'm supposed to really sort out things, and how will this go together? What am I missing, and how should I use the energy in the best way for me? So that's what
yeah, well, let me tell you something. With your children gone as of August or September, all of them out of the house, I would look at, now I don't know where you live and how it's set up, but I would look at changing your home a little bit, making it yours, you know, maybe even what I'm seeing for you is if you do any video shooting, you could turn one of the rooms into a video, you know, room where you just go in and everything's set up and you don't have to do anything, you know.
It's interesting because I have, you know, I live in Sweden and I live in Switzerland. And my thought was, okay, so now I don't have to be in Sweden anymore that much, especially not in wintertime, so I can live in Switzerland instead. So that was my plan, actually, to just turn
to
this...
move.
Yeah,
okay.
To turn this into a summer house and then basically live in Switzerland. I thought I had to do that next year, like in October, from September next year. But
well, look, I mean, moving in a nine-year... It can sometimes present challenges because it is an ending year. You're not supposed to, like, start things. But if you already own the house, you know, it's not like you're buying a house in Switzerland. You own it.
No.
So
yeah.
You basically would just relocate there and make the Sweden house your summer home. That's not the same as moving completely to a new place.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I would say absolutely you can do it again. The months I mentioned are good for new beginnings. But also for you, home, you know, going into new home wise, let's see, nine. So April would be good. June would be good. October, January, those are good months for you to do this.
October, January this year. Or like 14.
October and then next year, January, April, and June would
be
good.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for you to actually make the move. And, you know, in terms of like closing down shop in Sweden, right? And moving to Switzerland, I would assume you'd want to do that by October anyway. I mean, I'm thinking because of the, I don't know, it's up to you, obviously, but with the light difference in terms of the daylight.
Yes, October is a good month to leave Sweden.
I just remember going to Sweden when I was younger. I had a boyfriend there and visited, and it was in June, and I couldn't sleep. I was on the train,
right.
You know. It's like, it's 1 a.m. and it's sunny. How do I do this?
I know. We started to play golf at 1 a.m., you know. It's like first.
Oh, my God.
No, but wintertime is just horrible here. So October would be good, but maybe not. Just having 1 year transition being on and off, and then from next year making the big move.
Yes. Yes, fully integrating there. Absolutely. That sounds like a great, great plan.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's good. So, okay, and then let's see. I want to also mention a couple more things here with your transits, and I'm going to go to progressions. So with your transits, you have Neptune right now squaring your Saturn in the sixth house. So Neptune right now in the sky right now is in your 11th house, and it's squaring your Saturn in the sixth house. And so that is going to really, you're going to want to spiritualize your daily work environment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like you want to, again, this is all about creativity. That's what Neptune is. You know, it's the deeply creative planet of dreams and inspirations and your psychic nature and just honoring your intuition in a deep way. And so that is now being... You're squaring that in Saturn in your sixth house. Now, Saturn in your sixth house is a great position to be in for anybody who wants to be organized. You must be extremely organized in your daily life because this placement just is wonderful for having plans and, you know, not dissipating too much energy on that front. Now what's going to happen is, the reason I brought that up is, Neptune's going to change that a little bit. You're going to need to be a little bit more flexible. Like you may have stuff organized a certain way, and then Neptune's going to sort of ask you to maybe change a little bit and dream a little more and get and watch your inspiration.
Well, I hope it's not more than it is because I'm super flexible and I'm very much dreaming. I'm not particularly organized.
Well, you know, the Saturn placement is at 7 degrees, so that would make you... 7 degrees, you know, you would analyze your decisions.
Yes.
And you can be definitely flexible because your intellect is very keen on discovering any possibility and going that way. But Saturn would also mean in that house that you don't live in a very messy environment.
No.
That's what I mean by that. You know, it's like you're organized, meaning you walk into some homes and it's just you have to walk right out if you're an organized person, if you don't like MS, because, you know, for you that wouldn't be the case. You have
no.
You know where everything is, and there's you don't feel like things are messy. That's what I mean. It's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
that your daily life is organized. Yes, you're flexible,
okay.
But you definitely don't. It's not like you don't know what's happening from day to day, and you don't have an idea of you know how your month is going to be.
No.
You know what your plans are. That's what I mean. So Neptune's going to come in now, and Neptune's going to challenge that a little bit. Neptune may actually, because this is just starting now. So I'm not saying you're going to suddenly have a messy home or anything. I'm saying, but you may on a whim travel to France and take this course and, you know, not complete something, and you need to let go of that. You know, you may have an opportunities may come up for you to just you know, follow your inspiration is what I'm saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you also have to be careful in case there is something that needs to be planned before you would take such a step, you know. So
mm-hmm.
just cross all your T's and dot all your I's during this time. You know, just really, you know, make sure everything's taken care of, because, you know, your dreams are really being activated now. You really are tapping into some whole new realities even in your sleep time.
Good.
It's very, very nice. So, and then another thing is that Saturn currently in Scorpio is squaring your, let's see, where is it? Your Sun and especially Uranus. But your Sun and Uranus are conjunct in your fourth house, which makes you really stable, especially regarding your home environment, your children. However, you like taking risks as well. There's a very interesting juxtaposition because Uranus is the original, you know, the entrepreneur planet, the take risks and look into the future, and the Sun is you. And they're in the fourth house, and the fourth house rules everything to do with the home and your relatives and your family. And so you really like your home. You love having a good home, and you love the stability of just having a place that's
mm-hmm.
yours, that you call home. Now, that is currently being squared by Saturn. So what that means is karmically you're going through some changes.
Mm-hmm.
You literally are, you know, like you say, you're thinking of changing the home environment. Just be patient, because when Saturn touches anything, it really wants you to take it step by step. So this is going to pass, you know, in the next 6 months or so. But it's basically asking you, like, don't rush into anything regarding your home, because, you know, Saturn wants you to really be good about planning your steps. So, you know, Saturn is the great teacher, and Saturn always requires patience. So in this case, you know, you would have had a more challenging time of it a couple, like 3 or 4 months ago, but now it's basically saying don't rush into things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let me go now to this new system that I'm teaching in October at my event.
And I cannot come, unfortunately.
Sorry. Well, you know, that I understand you're going through a lot of shifts, and you would be coming from a long way anyway. So we do have people, though, coming from other continents, I'm excited to say. But let me just use the system for you, because it's really wonderful. And so what this shows me right now is that there's just a lot of, I mean, basically your whole life, especially your inner life, is, meaning how you feel on the inside, is just changing rapidly right now. There's just so much you are confronting, and on many, many levels. And so one of the things that I see here is that Uranus and the Sun are, let me just look at this here. Where's Uranus? Oh, yeah. Okay. Uranus, this is really quite amazing. Uranus right now is sextile your sun in this chart that I'm looking at. This is such a beautiful placement for stepping out on your own and going on a brand new adventure. And this is lasting. This actually began. You would have started feeling this a year ago, and it's like on your birthday, like today. It's literally coming together for you. And you really feel it, the sense of freedom you're feeling now is quite extraordinary with this placement. It's very, very beautiful, and it just governs independence and freedom, and even a revolutionary spirit. So it's like I'm saying to you: be yourself. You can get away with it, basically. Just be yourself. You know? Does that make sense?
I can be myself. Are you really sure?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like be 100% who you want to be, and you'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to hide anything anymore. You don't have to hold back anything anymore.
Mm.
You see,
it's fascinating because that is what has been emerging inside of me. It's like, all right, but now I'm free. You know, it's that freedom feeling. That is very, and it is this independent feeling. So it's fascinating that you say exactly what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's definitely written in your planets, your astronomy. It's very strong. It's beautiful. It only happens once in a lifetime, this actual placement, and you're going through it right now. And so you... Yeah, it's really wonderful, I just want to say. And you know, again, with the sun, in your natal sun is in your fourth house. So where this will really show up is in an actual home environment. Isn't that interesting? So your last child is leaving, and you're thinking of moving. So it totally, this freedom for you in particular is connected to your home environment and your relationship to your relatives, your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be changed. Absolutely shifted, and your ability to look forward to your future is really expanding right now. Like, you really feel a sense of freedom regarding your future, because that's what Uranus rules is future events and original people who have breakthroughs and innovation. It rules all of that. So you know, it's the genius inside of you that's really being unleashed right now.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there are no limits, basically. So
it's
very wonderful. And because your sun's at 00 degrees, which I love that placement, 00, that, and Uranus right now is as well, that actually is it's like you're being protected. You are divinely protected anyway. The zero is the number of divine protection. So having your sun there, it gives you divine protection. So now that Uranus is activating that, it means anything that you do now, you are protected right now, you know, to make these shifts. So that's wonderful. The other thing, well, there's several things, but let me just point out that Saturn and your sun are also doing a little dance right now. Now, fortunately, this one began probably 2 years ago, I would say, and it culminated a year ago, and it's now sort of dissipating. So I wanted to bring it up because, again, this only happens to very few people because of the slow-moving nature of what I'm doing right now of the planets. It takes 360 years with what I'm doing for the planets to go around your chart. So when this actually happens, it's very rare. So basically what happened is two things. Your ambition would have been really lit up in lights. Again, this has started 2 years ago, culminated a year ago, and now you're still feeling it, but it's dissipating now.
My ambition would what?
Your ambition would have been illuminated. Like your ambitious projects.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have been tested on whether you're on the right track during this time.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been very aware of your responsibilities. And you would have sensed challenges in overworking, in depletion, like depletion of energy, in feeling somewhat confined in your environment.
Yeah.
And you would have felt also a sense of loss during this time, losing thing, losing people, things, you know, whatever, or whatever it is, feeling alone during this time, possibly grief, some grief even. And you would have used
a lot of...
Well,
I lost my soulmate. Well, I mean, it's not a human being, but...
Exactly.
Really. Yeah.
Yes.
So
and
that was a really, really huge loss.
Absolutely.
Not expected at all. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that, like I said, this is now, this is nearly over now, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's it's still a little bit active, but it's pretty much, you're over it. So, so that is something that explains, you know, your last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, and then we have, let me go back to this here, regarding, you have, you know about your conjunction of Mars and Mercury in the, you have them both at 20 degrees in your fifth house. This is the house that's populated by planets, just like you have many children. So, so that is being aspected right now by two planets. This literally just began and will continue. So you'll feel this for the next 2 years. And so that it's being aspected by Mars and Mercury. So Mercury and Mars are currently being aspected by themselves. So it's a sort of a double energy. So you're going to really, you know, Mars is all about energizing. You know, it's literally the planet of activation, of, you know, giving you drive, giving you the, you know, it's considered the ancient god of war. So you can imagine it's about aggressiveness. It's about survival. It's about sexual desires, romantic attraction, you know, raw energy, self-assertive power, all of that, adventure. It can be impulsive. And so Mars gets fired up. And so Mars is firing up your mind. Your mind and your energy are absolutely getting fired up now. And so because your mind is represented by Mercury. And so your thinking is totally energized. You are making plans now. You are really, you know, understanding the importance of, you know, planning and putting energy into those plans. And so this is really, it's starting now and it's going to be active for 2 years. This and it ties in with what I said before about the freedom, obviously. So that's very exciting to have this combination. And so this is affecting your sixth house and fourth, fifth house, so creativity and your environment, your daily environment, your, you know, your, by daily environment, it's not just your work, by the way. It literally covers everything from, you know, the techniques and methods you use in your work to self-improvement, including health and nutrition, your attitude towards your employees, you know, your routine every day, all of that. So all that is all being affected by this energized thinking. And then the other side of it is, your home environment, the fourth house, which is, you know, I already told you before, it's about your roots and security, basically, at home. And also you, your ancestry, your connection to real estate, to feng shui, to architecture, all of that. So, okay, so that's being activated. And then we have this amazing connection between the moon and again, Uranus. And that one is really wonderful because your moon is your emotions. It's really truly how you feel. And when Uranus and the moon get activated together, it's like you really feel a sense of innovation in your feeling. So your creativity takes you to brand new levels. You really have breakthroughs. I mean, you can really understand now that the breakthroughs you've been having, which, by the way, this covers the last year and goes into this year, have been very emotional for you, but have really led you to a new part of your life. You know, they've as emotional as they've been, you've had tremendous breakthroughs as a result and are able to shift, you know, because of what's going on. And that's, your moon is at 16 degrees. your moon in your natal house, your home birth, your home chart is at 16 degrees. That's quite an extraordinary placement for in the 12th house too. So, you know, 16 is about breakthroughs. So one of the things that you do, not only for yourself, but for others, is you show them how to break through emotionally.
Yeah.
And for you personally, that's what you've been literally experiencing. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
Yeah. So you will feel that, like I said, it started already, but you're sort of culminating now with this right now. This is really active right now, this actual placement. And so you may also make sudden attachments to people. In fact, I have to say, one of the progressions that I discovered in your chart, actually one of your transits I discovered, is that if you're looking for a relationship, this year could be the year for you. I don't know if you are or not. But
no, I'm not. And I was just debating today with my son because he said, well, you need to go internet dating. And all my kids said, well, I'm going to put up a profile for you. And I said, no.
That's so funny. Well, they might, maybe you can have them do it. Because right now, Jupiter, your seventh house is ruled by Sagittarius. And the ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. Jupiter just crossed your ascendant. So that means, you know, Jupiter, your house that rules the seventh house of marriage, is activating you so that your partner and you find each other. So it is actually a good time for that. Now, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. It's totally up to you. But it was just triggered. So it's interesting they brought that up.
No, it has been triggered. It has been triggered, and it's interesting. So maybe I can have my assistant screening everyone.
Well, I don't know. That'll be interesting if your assistant screens your future. I don't know if I'd do that. That might scare most of them off. But, hey, it's up to you. So.
I'm just kidding.
That is hilarious. That's your sixth house. Your seven Saturn is, like, overanalyzing your suitors. holding them back at bay. You know, it's like, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you can figure that one out, but I just thought I'd let you know there's a window open if you want.
I was actually going to ask you if there was, like, any chance for some kind of, you know, direction or any chance in that direction.
Yes.
And you said it. So that could be nice.
Yes, yes. And the other thing is Jupiter is about to also go into your second house of money and wealth. So here you go. Your self-worth and your worth is going to be expanded. And that is literally, like, as soon as your sun moves out, please focus on your creating wealth, because you've got, it's happened. It's going to be in your hands. So,
are you sure it's going to happen? Because it has been quite constricted.
Well, with Jupiter in your second house, it really is a great opportunity. And anytime Jupiter is in that house, you are dealing with self-worth issues related to wealth. So self-worth issues have to be addressed in relation to wealth. If they are, then absolutely the wealth expansion is unlimited during that time. And I'm just looking in my ephemeris. And actually, you know what? This is starting to happen for you the end of this month. So literally you can, let me give you the window on this. It's the end of July until September, through September, that this will really be activated for you. And then it comes back. Come January, write this down, January through May, again, same house, wealth house. Jupiter will be there because it's retrograding. So, and you know, your first three houses are very small. So
yes.
The timing is a bit shorter there. So when they are in your house, really take advantage of that. You know, Jupiter in your second house is a wonderful placement for you.
So what should I do? I mean, really, how should I use that energy in the best way?
Well, you're planning on, I would do the big launch. See, you're asking me about launching. I would do it in January. I gave you those months, right?
Mm-hmm.
January would be a great month to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can.
Okay.
Can you do it then?
Yes.
What was the other months I gave you?
No, we spoke about October.
And January. And then starting in July.
We said October this year, and then we said January, and then we said springtime, let me see here, April and June.
Yes. So, yes, and you know what's really interesting? Your Jupiter is actually back sort of sitting on the cusp of your house, let's see, right in July, like right around your next birthday. Yeah, like mid-July next year, there's another opportunity for you to do that.
So then I'm in the first year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that would be another window right there. But it really is only mid-July. So, and then it moves forward again and leaves that second house area. Mm-hmm. So it's just how it's retrograding and moving forward a few times. That just happens to be the case for you, which is actually nice. But you know what? To tell you the truth, I just because of where Jupiter is, I would personally, if it was me, with the numerology and astrology, I would pick January.
Uh-huh. Then so I do that. It's easy.
Yeah, I would just say January is going to be my wealth creation month because Jupiter's in my second house, and I will be starting. I will be in a one monthly cycle, and it just will be a good time for you. So that's what I would do. And by the way, the later in January, the better. So
when you, then I have a question, because that means we were talking about some baby steps in October and already getting out, because this is like physical, on ground, not net internet. Wouldn't you do anything of that in this year? Just wait with everything, because, you know, it's like we're not talking like a big launch to 25,000 people. We're talking about just presenting, going out, and, you know, talking about a whole new system of transformation that I have created.
No, so you're asking, is October still a good time to do that?
Mm.
Yes,
like
it is.
Like start going out and meeting people, doing networking, and start talking.
Yes, yes, yes. It still is a good time. Mm. Absolutely, yes.
But I would do the big thing in general.
And I tell you why. For you, it's a particularly interesting case because you're born the 23rd, which is a 5, and your whole birthday adds up to 34, which is a 7. And so this number 1 that's triggered in October and January triggers the whole code for you, the 157 code, which basically is most of your numerology code. So it really, these are very big months for you anyway. So I absolutely would say yes. To your question about that, doing that in October and then doing the big launch in January.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, let's see if there's anything else. Do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, no, I mean, this has been extraordinary. I just have, you know, questions about the wealth formula. What does it really, you know, mean, and how do I, what kind of numbers do I calculate my prices to? You know, it's like, is that the wealth formula? Would that be something else? Because then I'm struggling between, oh no, it should be a 6, no, it should be an 8, and oh no, 9, and this kind of thing. So I think that's the questions I have.
Yeah, structuring price points is an actual art, and it's something I will be teaching, because many people are asking me about this. It's not just, you know, yes, you can have a number reduced to 6, but if you really want to activate a code, there's all the numbers to consider in the price point, and also in relation to you and your personal cycles. I mean, it can get pretty, there are a lot of layers, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, and plus, sometimes you also want to tap into universal cycles because you want to tap into how your clients are feeling at the time that they're ordering your product or registering for an event. So that is something I actually can do that with you on a personal, you know, counseling call if you want to actually go through that for you specifically. In terms of now, if you have prices that add up to 6, that obviously will work. 8 will work as well. So, you know, but in terms of really getting into the nitty-gritty, we can do that on a call if you want to.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. But the wealth formula is for those numbers, the 2579 and the 2316 and 2327. How would I think about those numbers on a daily basis?
Yes, that's a very good question. So do you have my next 12-month report? Because I in that report every month your best days are listed. So
Yes.
Okay, so refer to that report and then know that every day for you that adds up to any one of those numbers is a day that you can move forward or start. For example, if you have a live event that lasts 3 days, it's really good to start on a personal day that you know, or end it on a personal day that actually triggers one of those numbers
you. So it's more like the day selection.
The day selection, and you know what's even better is when both the universal and the personal trigger the number.
Uh-huh.
That's like really potent. That's getting into, I mean, you are in numerology academy, so you understand what I'm saying, but you have to do a few calculations that way.
Okay.
So, yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I just had that question because I was like, okay, so no, my number should end at... should come down to a 2. No,
mm-hmm.
It should not. So I've been like back forth, but that really makes sense and I understand what it is. Yeah.
Okay, good. So. Good. Well, you know, there's always more I could share with you, but I do need to move on. And I know it's your birthday and I'm glad I was able to give you your full reading on this day. It's really wonderful.
I really appreciate you for taking this time with me and really explaining it. It's been extraordinary and very, very valuable to me. So thank you so much for this reading. Really appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm pleased that we had the call today for you.
Yes.
Really good. So enjoy your evening there in Sweden and have a wonderful family time now. And
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome, Liselotte.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so if anybody else is on the call and would like a question answered, you can press *6 right now. And otherwise, I will just give you a quick little forecast for August because that month is coming up shortly and it will be a 14 month, which reduces to 5. Very, very different from the month we're in right now. So I just want to tell you a little bit about that. We are now obviously experiencing the integration of being able to manifest and organization. And in August, everything's going to shift. It's almost like the flip side of what you've been experiencing now is going to be active. In August, your flexibility, your ability to, make decisions very quickly, your feeling of restlessness and wanting to travel and wanting freedom and wanting to explore something new and take advantage of new opportunities, moving forward and taking risks, gambling, all of that is covered. Communication is a key ingredient to the number 5. And 14 is media. So it's going to be a big month in media generally, but also for you if you have any opportunities to publish or, you know, publish on your blog or whatever it is you do, video, anything related to the internet, radio, all of that takes center stage in a 5 month. So another thing about a 5 month is traveling. For all of you who have planned vacations or trips, it is, you know, there will be an urge to get out and get away and experience something new. And one thing you do want to be careful about is don't overeat or overdrink. Don't overdo anything. The 5 is the number of exploration. You want to explore all your 5 senses. And in a month, you know, in a year like now, we're in a 6th year, which is all about the feelings and the emotions and the energy of beauty and abundance. If you have the 5 and the 6 together, there may be, if you're not careful and not grounded and not centered, you may want to overindulge because your feelings may compel you to take a route that you might regret. So just a little warning there. And the other thing about the 5 is in the middle of 1 through 9, so it is a pivot point time. So, you know, don't hold on to old ways of thinking. You're pivoting in August, so you'll want to, you know, take advantage of any sense of adventure that you want to take. It will help with literally activating luck in your life. When you take a risk in a five cycle, you actually activate lucky breaks along the way, which is really wonderful. So be prepared for a lot of change. That's what five rules is: change and freedom and risk. And enjoy it. Five is a wonderful time to enjoy and to let go and have fun. And it'll feel, like I said, very different from the July energy. So take it, you know, do what you want to do on every level, creatively, like I said. And you have great abilities right now to really influence others too through your words. The communication that can happen in a five cycle is wonderful. So pay attention to the communications that you have with your soul, with your dreams, with your intuitive hunches. Okay? So that's it. Enjoy August. I will speak to you, I believe, near the end of the month, around the 20th. I'm not sure of the date, but you will receive an email shortly giving you the link to this call and a reminder. And for all of you who are coming to my Design Your Destiny event from October 4th through 6th, I am so excited about teaching you this new method of forecasting and literally designing your destiny. It's going to blow your mind, and I just can't wait to showcase it. So I look forward to seeing all of you there. And meanwhile, enjoy the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, winter in the Southern Hemisphere. I will speak to you next month. Goodbye, everyone.